We can look at modern jaguars to see animals that sort of played the same role that Ceratosaurus does. Jaguars take on medium to smaller prey, but it's hesitant to attack really big things. Now compare that to Allosaurus, who's much heavier and more powerful. If Ceratosaurus was the jaguar of the Jurassic, then Allosaurus was the tiger. Like modern tigers, Allosaurus was the ultimate predator of its domain. It could take on anything it wanted.
The life of a predator rests on its ability to capture prey. But with less weight to carry, Ceratosaurus may have been more agile.
In a foot race, Ceratosaurus would probably win. Agility-wise, because it is a smaller body mass, or basically, their body forms are very similar. But Ceratosaurus, because it's going to be a little bit smaller, would probably be a bit more agile than Allosaurus.
Because Ceratosaurus is not as robust as Allosaurus, he's a little bit quicker and certainly more agile. So even though Allosaurus is a fast dinosaur, he's not nearly as quick as Ceratosaurus.
But the massive tail of Allosaurus also gave it an advantage when it came to speed and agility.
Allosaurus is a slightly more advanced, slightly more specialized meat eater. Its tail is a little more adapted for agility. It has more of a tapering to the tail, not a deep tail, and therefore it can use it as a counterbalance better in order to turn quickly.
What's interesting is that when we actually look inside the head, we see an inner ear structure that suggests that these kind of quick movements are more important for Allosaurus than for Ceratosaurus.
But to offset its smaller size and less powerful body, Ceratosaurus relied on a special adaptation for survival. It hunted in pairs.
It wouldn't be unusual for predators like Ceratosaurus to hunt in pairs. Smaller predators are much more effective when they hunt in groups, and we see that in members of the raptor family. They offset their small sizes by working in a group to take on much larger prey. Now, these dinosaurs were much larger than raptors, so chances are they would not hunt in the really large groups. But since they're related to birds, then it would make sense that they would probably hunt with a mate.